Well, it's good to be here, and how are you?
Well, we're both in good order.
And Will is happier than ever. Four in a row, all right there in San Diego. 5-5 road trip, no longer embarrassment.
Start out 1-5, yeah, that does help.
They better win 2 out of 3 this weekend, though.
I think they should win 2 out of 3, but I don't think the season is over. It's all about September and October.
But this is going to be a good Friday because our special correspondent, the person who gives us the proper interpretation of the Giants, Debbie Durst, is going to be here.
Debbie Durst is going to be here in the 9:30 hour, or last half of the night, whatever you call it. She'll be here at 9:35.
That was good, Will.
Yeah.
That was real smooth. No,
thank you. Thank you, Chad.
Hey, Wavy Gravy's coming by.
Wavy Gravy's coming by. We're also going to talk to Christine Pelosi, who's at the Democratic National Convention. So she'll give us she's going to tell us what cities are being considered for the national convention in 08, which is what I'm interested in hearing. And also we get Vince Genovese and Evelyn Sanchez from the Freedom Riders. And Michelle, of course, from Queer Channel will check in on her biweekly visit.
Oh, we can have a little meeting on the air before the show starts. I'll email Tony, your producer guy, some information about the Al Franken tickets you're giving away today, okay?
Oh, we're giving away Al Franken tickets as well.
Indeed, you're going to do it today and all next week, too.
Oh, excellent news. All here with me
and Willie Brown.
Me and the mayor. Keep it a rail with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake.
Cool. That's the Progressive News Hour for today. Thanks for listening. More news and downloadable audio available right now at quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. California in crisis. An in-depth look at the state's infrastructure problems.
One of the major infrastructure problems California faces is in transportation, whether it be our airports, ports, or mass transit. There just hasn't been enough money given for future growth to handle the expected influx of citizens by the year 2020.
The distance we've fallen behind and catching up just to ground zero is a significant hurdle.
That's Tom Holzman, the CEO of California's Associated General Contractors. In the Bay Area, almost all mass transit agencies have been haunted by budget cuts and mismanagement in the last 10 years. Almost all systems need to be upgraded. Interstate mass travel is reaching capacity. Bill Hawk at the California Roundtable says most California airports experience delays because of overloaded infrastructure again.
We net increase our population by about 500 to 600,000 residents a year, and at 37 million, this is a substantial load on very few airports, and thus you see the constant construction at airports.
Amtrak has also seen significant cuts to its schedule and budget. And what about the idea of a high-speed rail line? There's been lots of talk. Is it myth or reality? Tom Holzman with the Associated General Contractors of California.
You add to that the environmental impact reports. So you're faced with a revenue issue that's huge, the magnitude of which hasn't been seen in this state, and the cost of operations coupled with where you place stations across the state has made it a political, environmental, and financial issue that has really placed it far off into the future.
Systems across the board are bogged down by our own bureaucracies and slimming budgets. On Monday, we'll take a look at the high-speed rail system, where it stands, and if it will ever get off the ground.
Listen every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for our California in Crisis reports, or listen online at quakeradio.com.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown, and I'm not easily impressed. But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
People out out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
Happy Friday. It's 7:04. I'm John Scott. This time we're brought to you by Cost Plus World Market. Not a lot going on in the Bay Area. A couple problems to let you know about, though. Motorcycle down on Patterson Pass Road at Greenville Road. That's outside of Livermore. 880 southbound of Fremont Boulevard. Looks like we have a lane block. Two-car crash on the off-ramp. Metering lights off at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza with no significant delay. Come to Cost Plus World Market for big savings throughout the entire store during their annual World Market Day celebration. Plus, you can save an extra $75 when you spend $75 or more. That would be a $25 savings when you spend that much money. Go to the store and you'll find out more. And you can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. This morning's top stories in 10 minutes. Keeping it real with Will and Willie now on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Stay with me. Friday. It's Friday morning, 7:05 a.m., August 18. We got Labor Day 2 weeks away. We got kids going back to school already. You are keeping it real with Will and Willie here at 960 The Quake. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. And Will Durst is going to go on vacation.
Not next week, but the week after.
Well, the week after.
Yeah, the week before.
Leading up to Labor Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I get that extra day.
It's going to recreate.
Yes.
That's recreate. Ah, what a day. What a day it has been.
Did you see that creep yesterday on TV?
Yes. Oh,
my God. That makes you wonder, you know, you read this, he said he did it, and we were going on, you know, thank God they found the guy. And then he was so creepy.
It also makes you not want to lose weight. He looked too thin.
That was a real Norman Bates kind of a psycho, thousand-yard stare.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. Yeah, even creepier than Dahmer.
Yeah, he really looked just terrible. And then he stopped talking. Every once in a while, he'd say something, and then he'd say nothing. It was as if nobody understood him. Then you see his brother, and you see his wife, and they all said, hey, what? No. He was here in Alabama.
He was in Alabama.
That's what they say. You never know where this is the truth. And the Ramsey was right. You recall yesterday when we played the soundbite in which he said, let's not jump to any conclusions.
Same thing with the prosecutor said the same thing. Mary Lacey, I think.
That's a name. Why don't we permit the criminal justice system to unfold and let the circumstances dictate? There are some revelations, though. Our professor at one of the colleges in Colorado began 4 years ago a written email correspondence with email and written correspondence with this creep, and did not bother until that professor became convinced that the creep did know a little bit more than any simple observer would know, and that's when he turned the creep's name over to the police. And the police went after the creep, and on the first day the creep was... why am I calling him the creep? Did you call him the creep?
He's creepy.
Yeah.
He's creepy. He exudes creepiness. It just leaks out of him.
I've reported... I sound like CNN.
He's creating creepazoid moments.
At any rate, that's how he ended up...
Yeah, Mr. Carr.
Spotted, yes.
Mr. Carr.
Yeah. Mark Carr,
JMK,
being spotted, and he is now in custody, and he's about to be extradited.
Is he fighting? Is he fighting extradition?
Oh no!
Oh,
no,
really?
No! I think extradition is part of the book that he's doing. But he's on his way back. He'll be in Colorado. And they're already talking about it, however. The woman, the DA, is talking about charging him, and she's listed three or four things that she intends to charge him with. And this particular professor that of whom I speak at this university had been spending time over the years trying to absolutely disprove any allegations attributable at all toward the family. He had been convinced at the outset that it was a botched investigation, not unlike what the publisher of the Bay Guardian said a couple of days ago. And he had been religious in his quest, and the creep knew enough about him to start communicating with him. My guess is that...
This is a movie, isn't it?
Oh.
This is like three movies.
At least, and you know...
And Robin Williams is going to star in one of them.
Where? From the...
from the one-hour photo version of Robin Williams.
Yeah, speaking of that, you see where your what's his name?
My good friend?
Gibson, yeah.
Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson!
Yeah, he's going to be doing PSAs. Don't drink and drive. This is Mel Gibson, unless you're a Jew.
Well, he is going to be doing community service.
Yeah.
And he has to go to the rehab unit, and AA, at least once a week. So, it should be an interest in that. They should require him to go visit every AA in the country. I wouldn't just have... He should have to go to every AA in the country.
Anonymously?
Yes.
So you wouldn't know anyone was going to show up?
Yes. Yeah. And just stand up and say, you know how you do it. Well, I can tell you how you do it at the AA.
Hi, Mel.
And I've been dry for 36 hours.
32 minutes and 14 seconds.
I've been dry for the same time period as the ceasefire. Well, so he's got to do his... And he pleaded no contest. No contest. It was quite a day in court, though, yesterday, all over the nation. The tobacco industry got its hat handed to it in its hands by a federal judge who simply said, you can't say anything about cigarettes.
You can't call them lights.
Yeah. You can't call them anything.
No.
Because you're deceiving. You got to say, hey, these are death sticks.
There you go.
Smoke them at your own risk.
Death sticks.
You're paying us excessive money for the right to die. That's essentially what she's
going to change advertising.
Absolutely.
A little bit.
She said that. And then judge.
They say every cigarette takes 8 minutes off your life, but you know what? It's the last 8 minutes. Smoke Camel.
And then the judge in Detroit. Big day for the
Miss Anna Diggs Taylor.
Yes, Anna Diggs Taylor said, "Hey, Brother Bush, you and your boys, you are under the 1978 law. That new law that you said came in 2001." Meant absolutely nothing because without any specificity, it did not wipe out the 78 clear version of the directions that you're required to get approval from the appropriate court. You have not done that. So you must cease your wiretapping immediately, not in the future.
And then our illustrious attorney general went before the public and said,
"We're not doing that."
Court order? What court order? Kid?
Who does she think?
I am the law.
Who does she think she is? I love it, though. I love the way the Bush administration just says, "Hey, I'm not doing that." Can you imagine me with that kind of power?
Yeah. Dangerous in anybody.
Yeah, so, you know, so the public out there, though, I'd love to see how the public reacts to that.
Chris Daly has disappeared.
Chris Daly has disappeared. He's seeking re-election.
Yeah.
So he's cleaned up his act. He's put on a shirt and a tie.
No, I mean if you were in charge of everything.
Yes.
The disappearance of Chris Daly.
I guess
it's 300 day. Yeah.
He's cleaned up his act.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure we'll
right.
let him disappear.
Oh, so you're back on the...
He's back in the...
You're jumping on the Daly bus, is that it?
No.
I'm just... I don't want to get in trouble.
I'm a journalist.
That's right.
So I don't go there.
No.
But the court system, and then, of course, the maker of that drug, that painkiller drug... Got its hat handed to it in his hand. Yes, Merck. Yeah,
Merck
got hit again yesterday. $51 million in New Orleans.
One guy.
One guy.
Or class action.
ex-FBI agent who took it for 4 years, had a mild heart attack, but a sufficient one to warrant a huge verdict. And on the same day, a state court set aside a verdict that they had won.
That Merck had won?
Yeah, in another case involving them. So Merck, they got hit twice yesterday. I'm telling you, it was a great day for lawyers in the court system. Plenty of lawyers yesterday went to town. And then, of course,
this is Court Watch here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake.
But I'm telling you, our listeners out there has just got to be overjoyed. It was banner day for people who really have an interest in seeing that the Constitution is respected and protected, because that judge in Detroit literally based her opinion on aspects of the Constitution that have been totally ignored by the Bush administration. On the same day when all of this was occurring, Phil Angelides got his first good photograph in the newspaper. That angle for that photograph ought to be the only photograph he uses.
He didn't look like Ichabod Crane for the first time.
No, he looked alive. He looked like an action person. He looked really, his hair moved. It wasn't the way that it normally is. And believe me, you want to talk about this, call us at 866-960-5753 right here on The Quake.
Well, coming up, we got Christine Pelosi. She's reporting. She's going to be our little correspondent. Of course, she is one of the daughters of the future Speaker of the House, Miss Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad you agree, Mr.
Good morning,
Nigger. She is in Chicago right now. They're at the Hilton, and that's with the Democratic National Committee, and she'll be checking in as our correspondent, the Will and Willie correspondent. But right now, let's go to John Scott with the news headlines here in 960 The Quake.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
Hello. 7:15 at 960 The Quake. Here's what's happening this morning. A popular and scenic but dangerous stretch of road in Contra Costa and Alameda counties might be one of the more expensive places soon in the Bay Area. You get a speeding ticket. Here's The Quake's April Summers with more.
State Senator Tom Torlakson at CHP headquarters today in Brentwood talking about traffic safety. He wants Governor Schwarzenegger to sign a bill that would double the fines for speeding along that dangerous stretch of road between 580 and Highway 4 in the far East Bay. Torlakson believes that hiking the fines might be enough to get folks to slow down along Vasco Road. A horrible crash on Monday killed 4 people on Vasco near Camino Diablo, and that prompted Torlakson to introduce this speeding bill in Sacramento. 21 people have died in car crashes on Vasco Road in the past 6 years.
BART police investigated a bomb scare at the Millbrae station yesterday afternoon. Services weren't disrupted. Must have been a false alarm. They did a brief inspection and determined everything was okay. Back to school time for some kids now, for most in the next couple of weeks. Community organizations around the Bay Area are stepping up to get underprivileged kids ready to go. Sacred Heart Community Service in San Jose will pass out 1,000 backpacks loaded up with school supplies for kids today. The similar event was yesterday in Hayward. Quake traffic at the moment. 80 westbound Magazine Street in Vallejo. There's a woman that is dancing on the freeway. We don't know if it's the same woman that was dancing on the airplane a couple of days ago, but there she is. And try to stay away from her. 680 southbound after Stone Valley Road. Stall is blocking one lane. The car is out of gas. Forecast for the weekend. Little fog on the coast. Sunny. High 60s coast. 70s and 80s around the bay. And hovering near 90 inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit evparks.org.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals. Our mission.
Hi, I'm Janice Ian. Do you remember how excited you were at the start of summer every year and how the summer just started to drag on after a few months and you couldn't wait to get back to school, see your old friends, make new friends, get new books and a new locker and a clean slate? Well, you should have been excited about music class, too, because that was a special room where you went to sing, perform with your friends, and learn all kinds of interesting stuff about great composers, instruments, different kinds of music and songs. We remember our music teachers because they were so passionate about helping us learn to love music. They helped to spark a love for listening to notes and voices and rhythms that continues to enrich our lives even today. I bet your kids feel the same way about music class. Ask them, and make sure they get involved with music in school and in their lives.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
We're keeping it real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. And we're at 960 The Quake. And if you want to talk to us, it's 866-960-5753. We are on Bush's case. We think he should obey the judge. We believe that the creep, John Mark Carr.
That is creepy.
Should be looked at closely, watched closely, and examined closely.
Yeah, but you know who we have in Chicago who's been watching and looking at Democrats? Yeah, she's on the line right now. Christine Pelosi, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Hello, Christine.
Well, hello, Will and Willie. How's everybody?
We are in great shape. The mood in Chicago. Are you still optimistic as Democrats?
We are very optimistic as Democrats. We've got terrific candidates running from across the country. We've got the Democratic National Committee members from all 50 states are here, very excited, ready to win, working on our 6 for 6, New Direction for America. And we've got over 50 congressional seats in play. So it's an exciting time to be a Democrat.
All right, let's take one in particular. 5-0 in play. One of those is Mr. DeLay's seat. And it appears as if the Republicans are going for a write-in person down there. Any update?
Well, what happened in Texas, as your viewers might remember, is that Tom DeLay thought a couple of years back that he would redistrict Texas in order basically to perfect what he thought would be his southern strategy, which would be to eliminate all of the Democratic white males from Congress. And so he specifically targeted those seats, redistricted people one on top of the other, and got rid of most of them. In order to do that and get rid of Democratic white male congressmen, many of whom were members of the Blue Dog Caucus, he actually gave up some of his own Democrats and Republicans, and moved into a district where he and Nick Lampson are now running. I say he's now running because he won his primary. Then he had an ethics investigation triggered against him in the Congress. He quit the Congress so that he wouldn't be investigated by the ethics committee. And then he tried to say that he moved to Virginia. But the thing was, every time the reporters would show up in Sugar Land, Texas, and knock on the door of his house, he would answer the door.
He's a slow mover, Christy.
Well, he told the folks that he was still living there, and the judge said, we're not buying it. And even Scalia, you know, remember Justice Scalia, who selected George W. Bush as president, even Scalia wasn't giving him a pass on that, rejected DeLay's claim, said no. You need to stay. You need to be on the ballot.
Right. So now the Republicans are forced to run a writing campaign. And it looks like Nick Lampson, who was redistricted out and lost his election in 2004, he might be the one who's going to beat Tom DeLay.
Well, that's correct. And the problem that the Republicans have is that if Tom DeLay had just gone before his primary, they probably could have had somebody on the ballot, probably the mayor of Sugar Land, and it would have been a tough district for Nick to win. We still think he'd have a good shot, but it would have been tough. But no, he was so angry at people who dared to challenge him that he insisted on winning his primary first. And now a bunch of those folks still want to run. So the Republicans can't decide amongst themselves one person.
They might have two candidates for writing,
right? Now to run. So we may have more than one Republican, and we certainly will have a Libertarian, all of which is great news for Nick Lampson.
And so, and all the Democrats that we know of are, in fact, applauding the Republicans for seeking this representation in all of their quarters. Isn't that correct?
We all believe that elections should be as democratic as possible. And we encourage all of the Republicans in the Houston area to put their names up for Congress.
All right, Christine Pelosi is our guest here on 960 The Quake.
Let's do some predicting. Go to another district somewhere in the country that our listeners can begin to watch and observe.
I would recommend that your listeners take a look at Denver, Colorado. This is a top pickup district for the Democrats. In 2002, after redistricting, it was a new district created, not a Democratic majority, not a Republican majority. It's basically a third Democratic, a third Republican, and a third Independent. It's in the Denver suburbs. It's Colorado 7. There's a nominee. His name is Ed Perlmutter. He's running for the Democrats. He's a New Direction Democrat who's very, very strong on issues that relate to working people. And, of course, he's committed to passing the 9/11 reforms, raising the minimum wage, and protecting Social Security. The Republican, Ed O'Donnell, wrote a paper a few years back saying that he thought they should privatize Social Security. Now he's trying to run away from that, and he's trying to run away from the Republicans, although he's taken $2 million of their money. But this will really test the Republican suburban voter strategy of reaching out on social issues to them with the Democrats' independent voter strategy, which has a lot to do with veterans. There are 1,000 veterans signed up in that district working with the Colorado Veterans for America group that grew out of the Veterans for Carry effort. And so I think it's going to be a bellwether, not only because it's one of the top districts in the country, but also you're going to see the Republican social wedge issue attempt to reach their independent voters versus the Democratic reaching out with veterans and reaching out on issues like stem cell research to try to attract independent voters. And, of course, each side probably holding most of their own partisan voters. So look to Colorado 7 and Ed Perlmutter.
Perlmutter sounds familiar. Was he mayor of Denver?
No.
He was a state senator. He was a state senator.
How about California? How about closer to home, your home base?
Closer to home, my home base. Well, of course, I've got two I've got two races that we just love in Northern California. Charlie Brown in District 4 running against Doolittle, whose wife worked for Jeb Abramoff. You remember him. He was the Cat in the Hat.
Oh, yes. The most aptly named congressman in Northern California.
Yes.
Doolittle.
Well, so Doolittle has his problem. And Charlie Brown is great. He's a fighting Dem. You know, he told a great story about how Doolittle went over to Iraq and did one of those helicopter tours of the region. Of course, it was too dangerous for them to be on the ground, but they flew over the sites, and as they were leaving, one of the co-pilots, to whom he had not even introduced himself or thanked him for his service or the ride, turns out was Charlie Brown's son, Jeff.
Wow.
So the flight commander said, "Charlie Brown and his son hope you had a nice flight."
All right, anybody else?
That's Charlie Brown and Jerry McNerney running against energy enemy Richard Pombo in California 11. That's the other big one, Richard Pombo, who wants to drill off the coast. So all of your listeners, now not if they're driving, but if they're not driving, when they get a chance, ought to look out the window, look at the coast, think about oil derricks along our coast, and think, I've got to do something to stop Richard Pombo from making that happen.
Christine Pelosi, one quick question. The Democrats are considering what cities for their national convention in 08?
Well, we're down to three cities, New York, Minneapolis, and Denver. The Republicans are apparently down to two, New York and Minneapolis, and will both be around Labor Day in 2008. So we're getting wined and dined by all these cities. Of course, I want Denver because I want the West. And, of course, when they elect Ed Perlmutter to the Congress, he'll be a great host for 2008.
Now,
but we're very excited. We think Denver.
You guys got snookered last time because there was an entire month because you're always have to work the Olympics in. So you went before the Olympics, and the Republicans went after the Olympics. Because they're the home team, they go later this time, and the Olympics start on August 8th in 2008 in Beijing. So are you still going to go before the Olympics or after the Olympics?
We're going to go after the Olympics. We learned two lessons from that summer. Of course, one was that from a message standpoint, you can't nominate your candidate and then, as you say, get swamped by the Olympics or other events. You've got to make the two conventions close in time so voters see a contrast. The other thing we learned in 2004 is that August was when Kerry got swift-voted, and Democrats will not be swift-voted again, not in 2006 and not in 2008, and that's why you have all those veterans that are out running as fighting Dems and working to elect Democratic candidates who are going to be supporting their efforts. So we think we've learned some lessons in 2004. We're going to do our convention timing a lot better, and we're going to do our pushback to the swift voting a lot sooner.
Christine Pelosi calling us from Chicago at the Democratic National Committee's soiree, all headed towards 2006 and then 2008. We look forward to watching the districts that she mentioned, and we'll give you an update, and so will she. Thank you very much, Christina.
Thank you, Will and Willie.
Thank you, Christine Pelosi. And coming up, we'll have your calls. What did you think of Christine's predictions for 2008? Give us a call here at 866-960-5753. Now, John Scott's in the newsroom with all the latest on 960 The Quake.
All right, well, thanks. It's 7:32. Good morning. Here's the latest from the Quake newsroom. Italian aviation officials say a British passenger plane that was headed to Egypt has landed at a southern Italian airport after the pilot reported that a bomb was suspected to be on board. And well, the details sketchy at the moment. When we get more, we'll pass them along to you. Where to send the kids to college? If you can afford the best, here's where to look, according to a new U.S. News and World Report college ranking. Princeton, number one, followed by Harvard. Caltech and Stanford tied for fourth. UC Berkeley is the top-rated public university in the survey, tied for 21st overall. The issue will be on newsstands on Monday. A new summer festival coming to town, Fogfest, two-day event this weekend at the Fort Mason Great Meadow. You can see the Blind Boys of Alabama, New Orleans icon Dr. John, James Brown, Brian Setzer from the Stray Cats. They'll have food and all sorts of stuff. It's tomorrow and Sunday, 11 to 6. You can go to fogfest.com for more information. Quake traffic, brought to us by Wells Fargo, Grand 4 Traffic Center. heavy fog on some parts of the skyline. It's real thick. In some areas, you can barely see in front of you, so take care. That's 35 as you come around to 95, too, and, of course, on Highway 1, Alamo. 680 southbound after Stone Valley Road. Car out of gas, blocking the number 2 lane. Two-car crash in Palo Alto on 101 northbound before Embarcadero. One in the center divide, one in the shoulder. Metering lights off, no delays at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Why wait for someday to organize your finances? Get started today with Wells Fargo's online financial organizer, My Spending Report. It automatically tracks all of your monthly Wells Fargo spending, and it's free with every Wells Fargo checking account. Why wait for someday? Wells Fargo, the next stage. Quake weather for the weekend. Sunny, morning fog, 60s on the coast, 70s, 80s around the bay, and it should be hovering toward 90s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. Al Franken tickets for free coming up on 960 The Quake.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-229-9077. That's 1-800-229-9077. 1-800-229-9077.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention homeowners. RICO Funding is ready to take care of all your mortgage needs. Have you had a recent bankruptcy or foreclosure? Call RICO. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call RICO. Do you need to lower your payments or get cash right away? Call Brico at 800-314-3043. We are a direct lender and specialize in difficult loans. Contact us at mybrico.com or call us today at 800-314-3043. We are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
It is 7:38 in the a.m. on August 18th, 2006. It's Friday. I say that with a lot of, it's Friday. There's a deep reflect on Friday.
I still want to remind you, you should be a bit more enthusiastic. You've gone four in a row.
Right.
Clean, wonderful victories.
Hey, yeah, but the hated ones are coming into town.
Yes, and the law of average says...
That we lost 3 one-run games to them, that we're going to win 3 one-run games to them?
Turnabout is fair play.
I would say so.
As a matter of fact, the little chocolate Virgin Mary is coming.
Did you read about this?
To the park, yes.
I don't know if anybody else saw this, but there's a tiny, in Fontana, California, there's a chocolate factory. And someone has found a chocolate Virgin Mary, and it's actually the Associated Press article, very funny. It says, the headline is, Sweet Mary, Mother of God. And it's a 2-inch high, and it looks like a statue of the Virgin Mary with the cowl over. And it, you know, it's a piece of chocolate. It's random chocolate droppings that came, you know, after they filled all the molds, and it was just dripping down, and it looks like from a distance.
They're praying to it.
They're praying to it. I mean, during their breaks.
It's unbelievable what people will do in Fontana, California. Just, you know,
Fountain Valley. Fountain Valley, California. I have no idea where Fountain Valley is.
I'm going to show up down there, and they're going to think I'm Haile Selassie. And all I am is Lowly Willie.
We are taking your calls. We're taking your calls on anything that's been happening today. Of course, Mayor Brown was talking about all the court cases, the tobacco court case, Judge Anna Diggs Taylor in Detroit, who declared Bush's wiretapping unconstitutional. There's been a lot, and of course, the FRICO unit, the creepazoid John Mark Carr. Give us a call on anything that you're talking about. Colleen from Occidental's on the air at 866-960-5753. Welcome to Will and Willie.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks for joining us.
Well, I do want to support the defeat of Pombo. That is a really important seat, and even if it isn't your district, there's a lot that you can do to help Jerry McNerney win. Just making calls on his behalf, contact his campaign about that, or send a donation. The Endangered Species Act will probably be removed if Pombo gets to keep his seat.
And is that the basis on which you were trying to get him to be unemployed?
Yes. That and the drilling and everything else that he supports from the Bush campaign. And speaking of Bush... this whole wiretapping thing, there's a larger measure that we can do, because the way he has abused his so-called war powers is just completely unconstitutional. So we fortunately have a very great representative here in the form of Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey, and she has introduced H.R. 5875, which is to repeal the authorization for use of military force against the Iraq Resolution of 2002. This is Public Law 107-243, which gave him more powers without a declaration of war. This is taking it back. So if we take it back, then all these other things that he's done as a result of getting these powers will be removed as well. So the most important thing every single one of your listeners can do is to contact the International Relations Committee and make sure that they have a hearing on this, and ask all your senators and congresspeople across the country to put pressure on turning this into a bill so we can finally give Congress their power back so they can start to run this country according to the laws of the Constitution.
And you are familiar, however, with the verdict that came out of the court in Detroit.
Yes, that's definitely a step in the right direction, and gives me hope that we can have this H.R. 5875 turned into a bill.
Thank you, Colleen, for your call. Colleen from Occidental. And also, we want to invite all of our listeners, not just our callers, to 866-960-5753, but everybody, to take our Quake survey. Go to quakeradio.com, and there's a survey up there. We're trying to find out who you people are and what you want from us. Because we're like birch trees. We blow in the wind. We bend. We are here to service you, the public, and find out what it is that you want.
Provide you shade if needed.
You were going
going down that road. I just
the poetic line. I'm doing the Anderson Cooper thing. I'm going to be San Francisco's own Anderson Cooper.
That caller, Colleen, was very good. She really had her numbers together. She knew about the Endangered Species Act. She knew exactly what Lynn Wisley is doing. And she's totally familiar with that court decision that addresses the issue of wiretapping. I got to tell you, though, it's a danger for Democrats on the wiretapping side because most people absolutely believe that if wiretapping is okay, if it one manner or another affects their security. They don't think they have anything to hide. They want everybody to listen in. Maybe they'll get a hit record out of it or something. I don't know.
The administration is trying to tie the security, the liquid bomb plotter, Pakistani, British boy, the guys, the thing that happened last week. They're trying to say that if it weren't for the powers that the administration has to wiretap us, we would never be able to find out something like that.
Except the British investigators do not have that same authority.
No.
And they seem to have been the ones that
had anything to do with this.
Well, so far, our wiretapping hasn't uncovered any terrorists anywhere under any circumstances or even suspected terrorists. As a matter of fact, the ones that we grabbed in Florida who were interested in uniforms and boots had nothing to do with wiretapping. There was no; those guys didn't have telephones.
Well, the same
they didn't
thing.
Even have cell phones.
I don't think they had a compass.
No. And then the guys that had that 800 or so cell phones in their possession, that came from a tip from the people who
they all
were selling them cell phones.
It's all about intelligence. That it was an anonymous tip that churned out these guys in Pakistan. One guy in Pakistan said something's going down. The British started investigating. And then another guy in Britain said, hey, my neighbors are doing some weird stuff. I think you should look in. That's what happened to the British plot. We didn't have anything. We keep claiming that we had something to do with it. And then they say, well, what you have to do with it? Well, we can't tell you because it's national security. Well, isn't that convenient?
And
they don't have to tell you what they did.
And the British obviously have some rules about holding people without charges or without any of the provisions that go with how you process someone for criminal justice purposes. They are now on a very short leash. I think it's another 14, 15 days before they have to, you know,
press charges or anything, yeah.
Or abandon their operations. And I don't know what they'll do. Maybe they'll release them to us and we'll take them down to Cuba.
Down to a Guantanamo Bay?
That's right.
Or just turn them over to Castro in Havana?
No, Castro doesn't want those guys. He doesn't want anybody who's going to protest. He wants people who are going to cooperate, who are going to be a part of. By the way, you know, I told you I had that $100 bill that Castro
signed. Oh, that's Castro signed, yeah.
Absolutely. I keyed it up on eBay the day I heard he was in the hospital.
Oh, you didn't?
Yes, I did.
How much is it worth?
Well, they haven't said yet. But I haven't pushed the button on sale. You know, he expires.
Then and boom, it's going on the box.
Absolutely, because I know at that stage of the game it's going to be a down payment on something. It's going to be worth something. But it has his legitimate signature on it. There's going to be no question that it's his signature.
I know somebody who has a baseball that he signed. Remember when the Cuban team came to Washington? And I think it was Baltimore. This was before they had a team. Yeah, I think they came to Baltimore, and they played the Orioles, and it was like an exhibition. And he came, I believe, for a couple of days. He's been in this country. You know, we hate him so much. He's been in this country a couple of times.
Well, you recall that he showed up in Harlem.
Yeah. And
lived at Hotel Teresa.
That was right afterwards, though.
Yes,
wasn't that 60 or something?
And he cooked the chickens right in the hotel room without a microwave. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He
they
did not
cooked
eat.
The chickens in the room?
In the hotel room. They cooked the chickens in the hotel room.
Sounds like a Grateful Dead fan.
That's why they wanted to get him evicted.
The Grateful Dead fans were going up when the Dead was appearing at the Reno Hilton. They had that outdoor thing. So all the Dead fans, they'd pile 15, 20 people into a room, and they'd have these little hibachis, and they would cook in the hallway of the Reno Hilton, setting off all the smoke alarms and everything. Oh, man. Coming up, we got, of course, the burst of Durst in the next segment. And then Vince Genovese and Evelyn Sanchez will join us. Wavy Gravy is also in the next hour. And then at 9 o'clock, Michelle from Queer Channel and Debbie Durst, the Trace Agave's 10th player. And she's going to tell us what the new nickname for Mike Stanton is. All here keeping it real, but right now John Scott is in the studio with all the latest headlines here on 960 The Quake.
All right, well, thanks. 7:48 at 9:60 The Quake. A British plane bound for the Mideast has made an emergency landing in Italy because of fears a bomb may be on board. Italian air traffic officials say the plane belongs to an airline called Excel. It was heading to Egypt from Gatwick in London. The Boeing 767 made an emergency landing in the southern Italian city of Brindisi. There's no word on how many people are on board, but we do know they're out of the plane, standing on the tarmac. And the investigation continues. We'll keep you updated. The Assembly Appropriations Committee officially put on hold yesterday a measure allowing illegal immigrants to apply for driver's licenses. It was the seventh time in 7 years that Democratic Senator Gil Cedillo of Los Angeles has tried to pass this measure. The ribbon cutting was yesterday, and folks in Geyserville are rejoicing. A much easier drive across the Russian River, one they haven't been able to make for a while. The floods over the New Year's weekend damaged the old bridge. The pilings on the refurbished bridge are six times deeper than the old ones. Caltrans is confident that this one will be able to take whatever Mother Nature throws at it this rainy season. Quake traffic, fog advisory along Skyline. If you need to head up that direction, it's very, very thick this morning, as it is on the coast. BART running on time, no major traffic problems on Bay Area freeways at the moment. The weekend forecast, morning fog through Sunday. Sunny and a little warmer, 60s coast, 70s and 80s around the bay, and hovering near 90 inland. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email us anytime. You can find the Contact Us link on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Al Franken tickets coming up for his show in Santa Rosa later with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Key. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast. All for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Well, later on today, I'm flying Bowling Green, Kentucky. Well, yeah. I know you guys care about the same way Madagascar hissing cockroach cares about the United Auto Workers Pension Fund. But I'm wondering what humiliation and cowering await me on this flight. We all know if someone wanted to blow something up, all they had to do was put something spurious in their checked luggage, in the cargo hold, which has less screening than the substitute teacher bank at a Bangkok daycare center. But as a public relations move, the TSA makes a show of their ineffectual screens. First it was nail clippers, and then our shoes, because the shoe bomber, let's all give a silent prayer, he wasn't the underwear bomber. But now, it's my contact lens solution and my grande half cap. What's next? My pens? Because only guilty people need to write. You can put an eye out with that thing. And that will be books, as this government is not in the business of propagating readers. Probably because they know that the Republican Party is not all that attractive to the educated. We won't even be able to twiddle our thumbs as soon as the Transportation Security Agency determines that thumbs are integral tools to possible terrorists. Innocent folks don't need thumbs. And who's to keep anybody from inserting a balloon of C4 up their butt? So there's our future. Naked, bent over, penless, bookless, thumbless, but safe from terrorists. Except for the ones in charge. And that's your burst of Durst for today. Sorry to put that image in your head.
Yes. I was just thinking there was a movie in which Denzel Washington played, and the way in which he dispatched a very bad guy who had done some horrible things to him was to attach an explosive device in the place that you said the C4 would be concealed.
Oh, really?
Yes, with a timer. And tied the guy to an automobile, spread eagle, so that he could listen to the clock tick.
Oh, what movie was that?
Fire. The last one that he did before the bank movie. And it was called The Fire Something. Man of Fire.
Oh, Man on Fire.
Man on Fire.
Oh, with the little girl, Dakota
yes,
Fleming.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Early on, he took that... But the law enforcement person who had been totally and completely corrupt had been contributing substantially to the displeasure of the people who live there. And, of course, the retired CIA agent captured him. He was a retired CIA agent. He was an alcoholic and a druggie, and he was in the process of being rehabbed. And he had been sent away because he couldn't, you know, function. And he ended up putting a spread eagle in this guy across the back of a car. And he attached a C4.
To the
out derriere.
Yes, to the exit, the evacuation route of the human body.
That's right. And with a timer. And said, if I were you, I would spend the last few minutes clearing up whatever problems there were.
You know, it's kind of amazing that the timing on my burst of Durst, because this is a latest AP story from Rome. A British passenger plane to Egypt has been diverted to a southern Italian airport Friday after the pilot reported that a bomb was suspected to be on board. So all passengers disembarked were safe. And it's a Boeing 767, and it's in Brindisi, which I don't know where that is, southern Italy. And the plane was flying from Gatwick in London to Hurghada in Egypt.
And there's a report this morning about the details of that flight that was diverted to Boston.
923, United Flight 923.
Correct.
A couple days ago.
And it opens, this report opens by the lawyer for the lady involved saying that she's barely lucid, but she really has some mental problems. And obviously she has tons of mental problems because her antics on that airplane were anything other than that of terrorists.
She might have a few shoulder separation problems, too, after being tackled by two plainclothes air marshals. We got a great show coming up later on. Michelle and Debbie Durst with a 10th player report. And in the next hour, it's all Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We got the human and legal issues surrounding immigration coming at you.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
This is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Pat St. Clair. Italian anti-terrorist police are pouring over a British passenger jet diverted to the southern Italian airport of Brindisi a short time ago because of a bomb scare. CNN's Alessio Vinci in Rome says the passengers are safe.
Italian media are now reporting that all the passengers have already deplaned and that the security checks are underway.
An Italian Air Force jet fighter from Sicily was dispatched to escort the plane to the Brindisi airport where it landed. The plane was en route to Egypt from London's Gatwick airport. Ford Motor Company workers will definitely feel the difference, as the company's current ad campaign professes. The automaker is slashing production by 21% at its North American plants and says it will be forced to close some plants in the U.S. and Canada. Michigan State University economics professor Charles Ballard says American automakers like Ford and GM have to deal with bloated costs if they want to compete with the Toyotas and Hondas of the world.
If you've got competitive pressures, which are keeping the prices down, and you've got a bloated cost structure, that's a really, really tough situation for the American companies.
Under its restructuring plan announced in January, Ford said it wanted to shed 25,000 to 30,000 jobs and close 14 plants by the year 2012. The decade-long mystery of who killed six-year-old beauty queen JonBenet Ramsey is no closer to being solved, despite the stunning admission from John Mark Carr that he was involved in her death. Prosecutors are warning against jumping to any conclusions despite that admission. And for the first time in four decades, Lebanese troops are in position along the southern border of Lebanon, an area considered a stronghold of support for Hezbollah. Army troops began patrolling the area as part of the UN-arranged ceasefire. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442.
That's 1-800-337-1442.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth, with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
If you don't want the truth, stay home.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
Morning, happy Friday. It's 8:04 on 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. This report brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Heavy fog on the coast this morning. If you're taking Skyline or Highway 1, be careful if you're headed that direction. Really, really thick. Our crashes are these. Vacaville, 80 westbound after Allison. Looks like a stall, not a crash, but it's in the center divide anyway. Hit and run crash on 101 southbound after San Antonio. That's on the shoulder, too. 61 bar trains running on time. Bay Bridge metering lights off. Delays. Or pump less in the Toyota Corolla. Corolla gets estimated 41 miles per gallon on the highway, and it comes in four sporty models, and each one gives you more bang for your buck. Check out the 9 fuel-friendly Toyotas at your Toyota dealer today. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. Will and Willie have free Al Franken tickets. Details coming up. Headlines in 10 minutes, too. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
That's right. We're giving away two Al Franken tickets to the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa on Saturday, the 26th. And for those of you confused by the name, it's the old Luther Burbank. And we're going to be giving them away later this hour, so stay tuned. And if you just want to buy them, you can go to WellsFargoCenterArts.com. Two of the best seats in the house. But right now, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie. We're here on 960 The Quake. And our guests are Vince Genovese and Evelyn Sanchez. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
And keeping it real. Now, you have an event coming up. What is it? Can you tell us a little something about it?
We're Progressive Democrats of the East Bay, and together with the Berkeley Fellowship Unitarian Universalist Social Justice Committee, we've invited Evelyn Sanchez and Jim Gonzalez to talk to us about the human and legal issues surrounding immigration. And I've listened to their presentation before. It has quite an impact. And I think Evelyn could tell you more about what she plans to talk about.
Right. So I just again want to say thank you to Progressive Democrats of the East Bay for arranging to have me here to speak about this event, and to you guys as well.
Well, thank you.
It sounds like you rarely get that. So anyways, Jim Gonzalez is a volunteer with a humanitarian group that's kind of based in the Arizona area, but also has chapters throughout the nation. And basically, they educate on border issues and the humanitarian crisis that's going on at the border. Border deaths as a result of U.S. border policy to try to stem immigration flows. And he has this great DVD that he shows to audiences of all sizes that kind of goes through not just who these people are that are crossing the border, but also what's pushing them to cross the border, what's pulling them to cross the border, and what is it like to cross the border. It's actually a very impactful, very strong
DVD. What's the name of the video?
It's called Dying to Live. In other words, you know, kind of referring to the risk that people take in order to try to have a better life here in the United States.
Give us a synopsis, if you will, of what you mean by pulling.
Mm-hmm. So there's a quote from a speaker on the DVD that I have always thought was very interesting, and it's, migrants know that it is not allowing them, or that the law says that they cannot cross the border. And yet they also know that if they're able to cross the border, they will be guaranteed a job that they need to not just support themselves, but to support their families. because back in their home countries, whether this be Mexico, people come as far as Peru. And these are even sometimes nationals from countries on the other sides of the ocean, China, the Philippines, etc., that sometimes also cross through this border. It's not just Latin Americans. Sometimes this is the only way that any immigrant from any part of the world can actually enter the country. And so it's that knowing that if they can make it here, if they're willing to take the risk and they survive that risk and they get here, that they will have a better life, not just for themselves, but also for their family. And that's a very strong pull factor and also a push one.
Any part of this video delivers a message of what should be this country's policy in order to reduce the exposure to death and horror that obviously this film refers to?
Absolutely. And it's really the pressing, impressing upon the fact that all of our policy, especially public policy, policies that's going to affect humans, families, people, needs to respect human rights. And it needs to respect labor rights. And it needs to respect civil rights. And unfortunately, we are facing federal proposals for immigration reform that are completely divorced of any of this, of respect for human rights, civil rights, labor rights. It's just completely divorced. And this is something that the coalition that I organize, the Immigrant Workers Freedom Right Coalition, is working to ensure that this not happen. We need to remember that this is a complex issue, but we can't forget we're dealing with people. We're dealing with families, and there's a certain respect and dignity that they deserve.
Ms. Sanchez, the organization that you put together, is it California-based or is it Arizona-based?
So No More Deaths is based in Arizona, and they have chapters throughout the nation. And that is an organization that Jim Gonzalez is a volunteer for. I am the organizer for the Immigrant Workers Freedom Right Coalition, and that's a coalition of labor and community groups throughout Northern California. And we collaborate with No More Deaths, but our work centers around educating people on the great contributions that immigrants give, not just to the community, but to the economy, to labor unions, et cetera, as well as ensuring that immigration reform policies respect human rights, labor rights, civil rights.
Evelyn Sanchez is our guest. She is from the East Bay Alliance for a Sustainable Economy, which is in Oakland, and they're working together with Jim Gonzalez, who's a UCLA School of Law graduate, and he's down in Arizona.
No, he's in a chapter here.
Oh, he's in a chapter
new,
here.
No More Deaths chapter in the Bay Area.
Uh-huh.
So actually, if people are interested in seeing his DVD and having the presentation, you're welcome. He let me know that I can give out his number. It's 510-566-2349. And that would be specifically if people are interested in seeing the No More Deaths video or Dying to Live video put on by No More Deaths.
Politicians who are working with in trying to meet the challenge of how best to do something about the immigration issue many times throw out figures about how many immigrants there are and who these immigrants are.
Mm-hmm.
In your organization, in which you are a part of, is there any indication if any of those members are here undocumented?
Here?
In America.
Oh,
here,
yeah.
Here in California.
So California is by far the largest state with immigrant population as well as an undocumented population. And here in San Francisco, it's estimated that, well, actually, I think the percentage is 37% of San Francisco residents are foreign-born. So California is just an immigrant state.
But how about I'm looking at undocumented.
So undocumented, it is estimated, and it's very hard to tell. To get an accurate number, I mean, these are people that are living, like they say, under or in the shadows, right? It's estimated that there's about 12 million within the nation, and about 2 million to 3 million are in California alone. But there's also figures that push that number up as far as 20 million. So we're talking about a substantially large population, larger than the population of most countries in the world, that's residing within our country. And now these are people that for however long that they've been here, they've already become part of our society. They're the ones that are working in the economy. They're part of our communities. Many of them have become labor union brothers and sisters.
They do become members of organized labor. Hmm?
Oh, absolutely. 1870, our Unite Here local too, here in San Francisco.
Dues-paying members.
Labor unions have never cared about the immigration status of any worker.
So the INS shows up at a labor meeting. And you may find half the people rushing out.
Well, actually, labor, and again, I'll use the example of Unite Here Local 2, have done great things to protect their workers, including language and contracts that center on immigrant rights, as well as language around Social Security no-match checks, which is what INS and Social Security sometimes use to not just fire immigrant workers, but intimidate them. And employers are notorious for using that to intimidate workers.
Evelyn Sanchez is our guest here on 960 The Quake.
And on the occasion of your appearing in the East Bay for this Democratic Club sponsorship, the kinds of things you're discussing with us, you will be discussing those things.
That's right.
And Jim Gonzalez will be there for the same purpose.
And things will be open up for questions.
And
so
the event is Sunday, August 20th at 4 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
Berkeley Fellowship Hall, which is 1924 Cedar Street in Berkeley.
And it's free?
It's free.
And how can people find out more if they can't write the address down right now because they're driving?
We do have a website up with all the details, and that's www.pdeastbay.org. And PD East Bay is short for Progressive Democrats of the East Bay. And I also have a phone number you could call for more information. It's 510-636-4149.
Ms. Sanchez, there was a lot of... You were involved in the immigration demonstrations earlier this year,
mm-hmm.
and there was a lot of complaining about the fact that flags not of the U.S. were being displayed. And can you explain a little behind what the participants were feeling when they were displaying those flags?
So this is my personal opinion.
Yeah.
I'm not speaking for any organization when I say this. My personal opinion is that those marches were beautiful. I just think about them, and it takes me back to a feeling that I felt when I saw them, that, wow, this is the first time that literally thousands of people are for the first time saying, you know what, here I am. Here I am. I am part of this community, and I want rights. I want to formally be part of this community just like anybody else. And I think that in specifically the flags from other countries, we're just saying, you know, and this is something that I think America has always had to deal with. You know, we are a country of immigrants, and it's that fine line between knowing who you are when you come to this country but never forgetting where you came from. And I think here in San Francisco, we see that all the time in manifestations such as Chinatown, right, where we see people that have come from another part of the world, and they're integrated into our communities now, but they also don't want to forget their culture, they don't want to forget their national identities, etc. So I kind of see having had those flags as an expression of remembering and respecting where they came from. You know, I'm here now, but look how, you know, long I've traveled, or, you know, this is where I came from, whether it be Peru.
So they weren't trying to diss America at all?
Not at all. And it's kind of a little sad that people construed it to be that way. And it's interesting, a level of unity throughout all of these marches, which to some extent were you know, very spontaneous marches in places around the country that we never even thought had that many immigrants. Suddenly there were thousands of people demonstrating. But, you know, a demonstration of the unity is the fact that when people started complaining about the use of other national flags, suddenly in the marches after that you would see only U.S. flags. So I think that A points to the fact that immigrants are respectful of the opinions of U.S. citizens and people in this country, as well as the level of unity that all these people have in terms of what they want and how they want to get it.
On the human rights side, Ms. Sanchez, what can we do to make the home
place from whence these people come more interesting for them to stay rather than take the risk of death to get into this country.
We need to call our legislators and we need to let them know that the border policy they have been implementing for the past 20 years has obviously failed, because if it were so great, we wouldn't have this huge undocumented population and people that are dying.
The video is called Dying to Live. The event is at the Berkeley Fellowship Hall on Sunday, this Sunday at 4 p.m. And you can find out more by going to pdeastbay.org. Evelyn Sanchez and Mr. Genovese, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us.
You know, the immigration issues. Right now, we got the Middle East conflict. We got the terror plots. JonBenet's creepazoid claimed killer has dominated the news. What do you think is important? We want to hear your calls. We want your opinion at 866-960-5753. The number again, 866-960-5753. Or go to quakeradio.com and hit contact us. And right now, John Scott is in the newsroom with the latest headlines on that diverted Egypt flight. John?
Thank you, Will. Good morning. Here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom. Italian investigators say a handwritten note saying that there's a bomb aboard has been found on a British jet, made an emergency landing. 280 passengers were on board. They got off safely, standing on the tarmac on the airport. It's in the southern Italian city of Brindisi. An Italian Air Force fighter jet, F-16, brought it down, escorted it, and it belongs to XL Airways, a British company that does vacation trips, like sun trips, for example. According to police, this note about the bomb was written in English. The officials are searching the plane now. The jet was heading to Egypt from London's Gatwick Airport. Back to school time for some kids now, for most within the next 2 weeks, from kindergarten to college. Community organizations are rallying to get underprivileged kids set up for the school year. Sacred Heart Community Service in the South Bay, passing out 1,000 backpacks loaded up with school supplies for kids that are in low-income families. Sacred Heart Community Service, it's on South First Street in San Jose, and that happens at 11 o'clock this morning. A similar backpack event yesterday in Hayward. We have a cheap date idea for you tomorrow night if you're in or near San Francisco. A Telegraph Hill neighborhood organization is showing the 1961 classic film Breakfast at Tiffany's, no charge, on a big screen in Union Square tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Quake traffic. Alameda City streets. Out near Alameda Point, there's been a gas main break, and police are kind of cordoning off the area. We'll let you know when that gets fixed. Highway 1 northbound after Manor Drive through Pacifica, stall half the roadblock there. Two-car crash on the right shoulder of 101 southbound at 3rd Ave in San Mateo. Quake weather for the weekend. Morning fog through Sunday. Sunny, little warmer. 60s coast. 70s and 80s around the bay and hovering near 90 inland. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email us from the Contact Us link on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Would you like to make your own hours work anywhere in the world, live a healthy, balanced life, and help others at the same time? You can do it with a career as a certified holistic massage therapist or holistic health practitioner. Sky Hill Institute in Petaluma offers a cutting-edge curriculum, hands-on experience in their community clinic, financial assistance, and career counseling. Full or part-time classes start September 18th and space is limited. Visit them at skyhillinstitute.org. That's skyhillinstitute.org, where healing begins within.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1%
of your bill to Progressive Causes.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
This is actor Angie Harmon working as a volunteer tutor. Here, she's teaching kids to spell habeas corpus. Here, prosecutable. Angie played a lawyer on TV.
To find out how you can volunteer in your community, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS. When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Make a difference. Volunteer. This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
Hey, Truth Seekers, I'm Mike Malloy. Weeknights, 11 to 2, and now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Pimp slapping the smug face of complacency with the iron fingers.
Truth, justice, and the progressive way. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie here at 960 The Quake. It is 8:24 a.m. here on August 18th, a Friday, one day before the 100th birthday of Philo T. Farnsworth.
Sir Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
64-year-old Beatle.
When I'm 64?
Yeah, his 38-year-old wife is filming him as he cries and moans in the view of the divorce that she is seeking. She wishes to get into his wealth. He's made an offer to her that represents a lottery victory of modest sorts.
£30 million.
And
for a quickie divorce, if she signs the paper right now.
And what does that translate into?
About $55 million.
Yes. Tax-free. Tax-free.
I don't know what the British laws are.
No, no, no. It's tax-free. And because he's already paid taxes on it by virtue of the fact that he has it.
No, okay.
And I would guess that, you know, in America, that would not be a bad settlement for the number of minutes that they actually stayed together.
They get a 2-year-old kid.
Well, they better do a DNA. To make sure.
Okay, you're the lawyer.
Yeah, to make
Low
sure.
Low early for what would Willie do, but you're the lawyer. Would you accept this proposal if you were Heather Mills McCartney's lawyer?
Well, no, I don't think I would. And I don't think I would because he's a billionaire. And my guess is that this amount is his opening offer. I would be trying to time.
He's lowballing her.
Yes. I'd be trying to time when it would be, you know.
So to speak.
Let's get out of Dodge. Yeah. At 64?
Yeah.
I mean. He's doing his best.
So what do you think would be an equitable agreement? Let's say he's worth $1 billion.
Yeah, he should.
$1 billion, £1 billion.
£1 billion, I suspect that he's worth, which means that's more than $1 billion.
Yeah.
Yes.
About $1.9 million.
The time period that they were married, I assume that they had some kind of an understanding. And he has obviously ruined her career. She was a model when he found her, and she now obviously is... If I'm looking at
this
photograph...
She's a one-legged model.
Of what?
She's a one-legged model.
Well, but look at her now, though. She's a... You know,
no, she was in a car accident before they were married. She had a leg amputated. She's a one-legged model. Well, I think her modeling career was pretty much over before he hit.
Well, but he's got to understand that as a handicapped person, a blue pass person, she's entitled to a bit more assistance. She's going to need help
for the rest of her life. He knew that when they were married. He said, and, you know, he took the oath, till death do us part. That's what he
we
said.
We don't know if they have that oath in Britain. They're odd.
They are, but you know how these... She says she wishes to do it by American standards, and that obviously is, you know...
Surprised she didn't take up residency in California.
Maybe she will before this is over. If she hears my recommendations, she may come in and you'll
She's
have...
She's not going to get a half, though.
You'll have...
You can't give her a half, not for 3 years.
No. I wouldn't pursue half. I'd pursue
more. How
about
half of what he made in those 3 years? Could she get that?
Half of what he was paid from royalties, you mean?
Or no, half of what he made in the 3 to 5 years.
He hasn't made much money in that time period.
Oh, come on. He's making like $40 million a year in royalties.
That's what I said. She can go
and
after
he's doing tours?
He's not a hot item anymore, though. You know, he's not like Mick Jagger.
Paul McCartney, for crumbs.
Yeah, I know, but that's all. You know, he's living on history. He's not living on current day performance. And he shows up. I saw him at the Grammys. He showed up at the Grammys in the...
Is he still cute?
Not so cute. Yeah. Yeah, you know,
64-year-old guy?
He's okay. He's antique, but he's okay.
Yeah.
Vintage. You know,
vintage. There you go. That's he's retro.
But I'd like to represent her. For obvious reasons.
All right, so if anybody knows how to get in touch...
Hell of a fee.
With Heather Mills McCartney.
Yes.
Give her Willie's number, and you know he's in the book. Also, stay tuned, you guys. This hour, we're giving away 2 free tickets to Al Franken's show.
And it's going to be at the Warfield here.
No, not that. We're not giving away those tickets.
We're not?
No. We're giving away tickets to... The Wells Fargo Center for the Arts.
Oh, up there in Santa Rosa.
Yeah, the old Luther Burbank.
That'd give you a chance to drive up and eat at
the... We're not, for some reason, we're not even mentioning the Warfield show. I don't know why.
Maybe it's sold out.
That might be it.
That may be. Yeah. It's downtown San Francisco, though. On Warfield, you drive up and you can finally see the Golden Arch and those other wonderful restaurants in the Santa Rosa area. Yeah. For you to dine at as you go to see Al Franken. How does one get one? You just call to get a free ticket? Or what do you do?
We're going to give away details in the next hour.
Oh, yeah. So stick around
and
see whether or not you get.
So they should stick around. And right now we got John Scott standing by with more news about the flight that has been diverted to Italy.
By the way, guys, I'll let you know the reason why... Al's not involved in a big promotion for his Warfield show is because it's a fundraiser for his PAC, and he keeps his political stuff and his stand-up stuff separate. And it's a legal thing, actually.
Oh, really?
So he's happy to visit with us anytime, but that's why we're really doing a big push for his Santa Rosa show, because that's one everybody can go to, and we have plenty of free tickets, too.
Well, people can still go to the Warfield show.
Oh, no, I'm going to the PAC. Right? I'm going to the Warfield show. On Friday night, the 25th.
And what happens is, when you go to this show, you actually have to sign. It's a donation. I don't think there's a set price. I think you got to give a certain amount, but you have to actually have to sign a little thing that you are donating to a PAC.
And he will be able to report that Sir Paul gave him a contribution. Because I'm going as Sir Paul. Now all I have to do is find me
cash.
All I have to do is find me a one-legged model.
You don't know any one-legged models?
Not well. I don't know. Maybe I do. You know me.
Yeah, you know
the legs
Sopranos,
are not important.
Shall I do the news now?
Oh, would you please?
Keep it real.
On 960 The Quake, 8:31, here's what's happening. There's a British plane that was bound for the Mideast. It had to make an emergency landing, not unlike what happened in Boston the other day. There were fears a bomb could be on that plane. Italian air traffic officials say the plane belongs to XL Airlines. It's British, heading to Egypt from Gatwick Airport in London. It made an emergency landing safely. Everybody got off the plane safely. There was a threat, apparently, written on the back of a sick bag on the airplane mentioning a bomb, and it was written in English. They're searching the plane right now. We'll have more details for you when we get it. The Assembly Appropriations Committee in Sacramento put a hold yesterday on a measure allowing illegal immigrants to apply for driver's licenses. It was the 7th time in 7 years that Democratic Senator Gil Cedillo of Los Angeles has tried to pass this measure. They say it's simply too controversial in an election year. If you have the means to send your kids to a great college, here's where to look. According to the latest U.S. News and World Report college rankings, Princeton number one, followed by Harvard, Caltech and Stanford tied for fourth on that list, and UC Berkeley is the top-rated public university, tied for 21st overall. Let's check the cars in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the morning news, and this report brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. You can drive more, pump less in the Toyota Corolla. Corolla gets an EPA estimated 41 miles per gallon on the highway, and it comes in four 40 models. Check it all out at your Toyota dealer today. In Alameda, at Alameda Point on the city streets, is a gas main break, and police have got the area all cordoned off. You should avoid it for a while. We'll let you know when they get it patched up. Two-car crash in Menlo Park, 101 southbound before Willow. CHP is rolling out there. Another crash on 101 southbound at 3rd Avenue in San Mateo. Traffic behind a two-car crash now pushed to the shoulder. 57 BART trains on time. No metering lights, no delays at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com. Our forecast for the weekend, morning Bay fog through Sunday. Sunny, a little bit warmer. 60s on the coast, 70s and 80s around the Bay and hovering near 90 inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score number is above their standards. You get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph Darus, and I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-400-8087. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich, and my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-400-8087. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-400-8087. 1-800-400-8087.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Hey, where were you last year? What happened to your hair? Are you contagious? How come you're always tired?
If you think going back to school is tough for an 8-year-old, imagine doing it while recovering from cancer.
CureSearch.org is a website that can help. It connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
1960, The Quake. On the air and online from the Richmond to Hunters Point and all the neighborhoods of the Bay Area. Progressive talk for people just like us. 960, The Quake.
Welcome to the third largest city in New York State and the first free city in the world in the Aquarian Age. Now, there's been a lot of things going on with all these elements conspiring like the sticky mud wiggling between our toes and the drippy rain rolling down our neck. But it's all part of the high because it glues us all together.
And that was exclusive audio from Woodstock, from Bethel Green, exactly 37 years ago today. It was a Monday morning when Paul Wells was standing in the mud with the sticky mud clinging to him as a young teenager who had gone to Woodstock, and he recorded that on a little portable tape recorder. Didn't even make the extended album version of Woodstock, and that was Paul back then. And this is Paul being producer here with us on 960 The Quake. And we have as a guest the gentleman who you heard speaking. Mr. Wavy Gravy is our guest here on 960 The Quake. He's in New York right now. And welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, Mr. Gravy.
You have gravy in your ear, perhaps a Q-tip. I'm moments away from Woodstock in Albany, New York, where I was born in East Greenbush, Albany, and so I'm back to my roots and ready to do the Gathering of the Vibes festival on this Indian reservation not too far away with a hot tuna and a lot of my friends.
That ought to be a great, great occasion to recall the great old days of Woodstock and bring back all that energy.
I'm hoping that these are the good old days also. I'm loving it. I'm getting everybody that comes to our shows. I'm doing this traveling show called Hippie Fest, and I'm getting everybody to promise to see Al Gore's movie and get better light bulbs and burn cleaner and stop the war and all that hippie shit.
We just blinked you. I hope that's okay. Now tell us a little something.
PC.
Yes, very PC. All the hippie PC stuff.
PC, there you go.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
Excellent. Couldn't have said it better myself.
So, how long are you going to be in New York?
Oh my God! I'm here, and then I go back. I go back there to do the very wonderful Earth Dance, where we sync up in 250 cities for peace on the planet. And Ani DeFranco is doing that, and Ozu Motley on our ranch. And that's in mid-September, and then I'm back here to do some more Hippie Fest stuff. My head is spinning.
And then the Earth Dance.
Wobbling around.
The Earth Dance, Mr. Gravy, is going to be in Laytonville, California. Where's that?
Yes, indeed. It's 3 hours north of where you are. If you step outside and went north for 3 hours on Highway 101, you would just hang a left and you'd be at my place.
You're right in the middle of all the trees, all those tall, beautiful redwoods.
Between Willits and Leggett.
That's where it is.
It's called Black Oak Ranch, and that's where I do my kids camp also. In fact, I'm playing hooky from kids camp. I'm out here trying to raise the money to get a biodiesel shuttle to take the kids from downtown camp to Lake Veronica, where we swim and have the 350-foot water slide we got from Africa Marine World when they moved from the San Francisco airport location.
Oh, no kidding. They donated a 350-foot water slide?
Well, they didn't exactly donate it. We got it because we're a nonprofit firm. Well, Tiger Mountain Rapids, they used to have ads for that thing on TV.
I remember that, yeah.
So we got one leg of it, and we got a really good deal. And then, of course, it cost us all our money for 3 years to put the darn thing up because every pour had to be approved by inspectors, and it convoluted to the land. And with these giant, like, dinosaur bones were stacked up by the lake. It was called Wavy's Folly and all that stuff. But now it's up and running 10 years and aerates the lake, fish and game, love it. It goes right into Lake Veronica, and the last name is George.
We're speaking, Veronica George, we're speaking to Wavy Gravy here on 960 The Quake. And tell us about the camp, sir.
The Icon Flower Geezer. It's a circus and performing arts camp. Kids learn juggling, tightrope, trapeze, unicycle, tall stilts. Theater department goes from improv to Shakespeare, dance from hip-hop to West African. We've been doing it almost 40 years. My wife and I, she does the work and I have the fun. And we have a staff of 50 people. It's the most incredible kids camp in the world. We're not trying to turn out great actors for the stage or screen or circus performers. It does happen. But what we are turning out are universal human beings that can deal with anything that comes down the pike with some style, taste, a sense of humor. That's what I call Camp Winter Rainbow. Survival in the 21st century, or how to duck with a sense of humor and some compassion.
Wavy Gravy, you've been called Mother Teresa in a clown suit.
No!
Yes.
No, on a bagel.
On a bagel. Thank you so much, friend.
Take the bagel out of the window.
Thanks for joining us, buddy. Have a great time on the 29th anniversary, 27th anniversary Woodstock out there.
Woodstock, heaven, man!
Wavy Gravy is also a guest on the weekly hour-long rock radio show hosted by our executive producer, Paul Wells, under his DJ name, The Lobster. And you can hear his Woodstock flashbacks on Lobster's Rock Box this Sunday night at 9 on one of our sister stations, 98.5 FM K-Fox. And coming up, we're going to give away those tickets in the next segment here. The free tickets to Al Franken's show at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa. Right now we have John Scott in the newsroom. We're going to find out about that flight that was diverted to Italy. All here on 960 The Quake.
What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for $400,000.
.845 at 960 The Quake. Here's the latest from the newsroom. Italian investigators say a handwritten note saying there's a bomb aboard has been found on a British jet, made an emergency landing. All 280 passengers got off safe at touchdown in the southern Italian city of Brindisi. An Italian Air Force F-16 escorted the plane down. It belongs to XL Airways, a vacation charter, not unlike Sun Trips here. According to police, the note was written in English. It was on an airsick bag. The jet was headed to Egypt from London's Gatwick Airport before it was diverted. BART police investigated a bomb scare at the Millbrae station yesterday afternoon. Trains weren't interrupted. They did a brief inspection and determined everything was fine. A popular and scenic but dangerous stretch of road in Contra Costa and Alameda counties might be one of the more expensive places in the Bay Area to get a speeding ticket. Here's the Quake's April Summers with more.
State Senator Tom Torlakson at CHP headquarters today in Brentwood talking about traffic safety. He wants Governor Schwarzenegger to sign a bill that would double the fines for speeding along that dangerous stretch of road between 580 and Highway 4 in the Far East Bay. Torlakson believes that hiking the fines might be enough to get folks to slow down along Vasco Road. A horrible crash on Monday killed four people on Vasco near Camino Diablo, and that prompted Torlakson to introduce the speeding bill in Sacramento. 21 people have died in car crashes on Vasco Road in the past 6 years.
Quake traffic. San Mateo, a couple of problems. 101 southbound at 3rd Avenue. That's over on the shoulder now. It was blocking a basketball hoop sitting in the right lane of 92 eastbound. That's at Mariners Island Boulevard in San Mateo as well. 57 BART trains on time. Quake weather for the weekend. Morning Bay fog through Sunday. Sunny, a little bit warmer. 60s coast, 70s, 80s around the Bay, and hovering near 90 inland. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE. Email them for the contact us link on the homepage of quakeradio.com. And they're giving away Al Franken tickets momentarily. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Golf DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-400-8087. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-400-8087. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-400-8087. 1-800-400-8087.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Hi, my name is Jose Cardenas, and I'm an IDEAL scholar at UC Berkeley. Latinos and African Americans compose 40% of California's diverse population, but are only 14% of students at UC Berkeley. With your help, we can make a positive change by providing more scholarships and leadership opportunities through the $1 million campaign for the IDEAL Scholars Program. Join us at www.idealscholars.org or call 415-946-3062.
What would Willie do?
Every day we ask a question of the mayor of national, local, or international imports. And every day he digs deep into the well of wisdom and sagacity that his years of public experience have invested in him.
In a segment we call What Would Willie Do?
Mr. Mayor.
Yesterday we saw a raft of court cases dominating the news. Of course, tobacco companies were slapped on the wrist. And then later on in the day, a district court in Detroit compared the decisions of the Bush administration to that of a wannabe king. Now the Republicans are calling her actions the activist decisions of a liberal judge out to aid the Democratic agenda of harming our national security. Now, you are in charge of Nancy Pelosi's rapid response to these Republican charges. How do you counterattack? What would Willie do?
Oh, I think I would absolutely ignore
these particular congresspersons. Let them attack the judiciary. That means they will not spend any time attacking Nancy's candidates. And if you can divert the attention of your opponent to something that isn't on the ballot, the end result will be you will be advantaged. And Nancy Pelosi should recognize that opportunity and step forward and present her candidates in the positive side and the new direction and the alternative to that which the Republicans have already offered and had rejected by the courts.
That's what would Willie do?
That's what Willie would do.
Okay, I get a second one. Minnesota, Minneapolis, Denver, or New York? Where should the Democrats meet?
Denver.
Why?
Well, ordinarily I would say New York, but since the whole question of Denver being a place where there is a confrontation between a Republican and a Democrat for a congressional seat that's one of 50, a city in which there is a new mayor and a new star potentially in the category of new mayors.
Perlmutter.
That is correct. In a city in which there is a Republican congressman who maintains that immigrants should be chased out of this country, nothing could be more defining.
Oh, Tom.
Than to be there,
yeah.
That is correct, in the Rocky Mountain. Nor is there a better place to get a fresh can of Coors.
Mountain brewed. So you think if the Democrats win in Denver that they get a better shot of getting the convention?
Absolutely. I think we ought to be going into states where we do not now control. We went into the state of Massachusetts and, you know, didn't do well with Kerry there. We might as well go into Colorado and see if we can't parlay ourselves in those high-altitude areas into a victory nationwide for our nominee in 2008.
How come nobody goes to Hawaii? I was trying to convince, yesterday I had a little talk with Christina Pelosi. I was trying to convince her that instead of South Carolina and Nevada leapfrogging Iowa, New Hampshire in the primary process, that they should start out the primaries in the dead of January of 08 in Hawaii and Puerto Rico. And I think that's where they should hold the convention.
In one of those places, yeah. You know what the cost to get there would be?
I don't care. It's
you know what
Hawaii
the absence
in January.
Of absence of resources? They're virtually, you'd have to, a whole new infrastructure for those particular cities in order to be able to house the delegates. San Francisco could barely do it in 1984 when Nancy Pelosi and Walter Shorenstein got together and convinced Dianne Feinstein that we should host the convention. Dianne eventually took credit, but it was really Nancy and Walter.
And we're still paying for it. But we are paying for you to go to Al Franken. And now is the time, right now. Give us a call if you want two free tickets to the Al Franken show on Saturday the 26th at the Wells Fargo Center Arts in Center. Arts. Wow, that's confusing. Wells Fargo Center for the Arts.
Center for the Arts.
Yeah, it should be Center for the Arts.
It used to be the Luther Burbank. The old Luther Burbank.
We're gonna give those tickets away to caller 9 at 866-960-5753. Caller 9, 866-960-KQKE. That's who gets the tickets. And, of course, we have John Scott.
And I'm dialing.
No, you can't dial. You're ineligible.
Hello. Hey, guys.
John.
We have a thing going on that
do we know
started
anything?
Yesterday.
The survey?
Yeah.
What is the survey?
We were talking in the boss's office the other day, and we wanted to get some feedback, which we hadn't really asked for before, but feedback on a really large scale. You know how TV networks often will like switch shows around or debut new shows or cancel old shows, you know? They always call it the new fall season.
Yeah, it always starts after Labor Day. Well, it used to. Now it's different.
Yeah, and we're going to kind of do the same thing. So on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com, you'll see a big picture on the homepage that says the new fall season. And when you click on it...
Are we going to have 24? No.
Well, 24 will be around, but just not on the Quake. Will.
So what are we looking for? They're going to help us pick what shows they like on Air America here?
Yes, they are going to choose what shows they like, what shows they don't like, what features they like, what they like about the morning show, what they like about the Progressive News Hour, what they don't like about it. It's a real quick little feedback. It takes like 5 minutes to do it, but...
Oh, I see.
We're going to take the comments very seriously and base some of our decisions on the feedback that we get from our listeners.
So whether or not they like the traffic reports or reports on the environment or local politics, and then there's a couple of little comment things, and they can also tell us when they listen to the Quake.
So that we can make the station the most listener-friendly experience and provide the best environment to give the best things for them. That's how listeners do it, by going to QuakeRadio.com and click on the new fall season, Will.
We're going interactive here at the Quake. So everybody, go to QuakeRadio.com. Help us become better to serve you, because that's what we're all about. And in the next hour, what we're all about, from Queer Channel, we're going to have one of the hosts, Larry Eschenbacher, and then the 9:30 hour, Debbie Durst with the 10th player report from Tracy Gabes, here on 960 The Quake.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number, your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642.
2006 is the year of the Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Pat St. Clair. The man who claims to have been involved in the murder of JonBenet Ramsey once apparently claimed he was being investigated for child murder and molestation charges. And he also expressed sympathy for Michael Jackson. That's all according to an email exchange uncovered by investigators. Bruce Smedley, meantime, is a teacher who worked with John Carr. He says Carr always stood out as an odd person.
He just seemed to be a little awkward and a little strange. And